How do you give businesses a better chance to be innovative? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Edgell, professor of technology management at SUNY Polytechnic Institute, explores the hidden intentions behind human communications and how they can hinder innovation.
Innovation may be characterized as a series of collaborative communication events in which culturally diverse stakeholders engage in discursive practices. Usually these discourses work well and generate novel ideas that benefit society. However, sometimes they do not. Accordingly, our investigation was driven by the question, how do different constituents separated by distinct cultural views interact and communicate when trying to collaboratively innovate? Existing research indicates that we humans communicate through language choices with seven differing assumed or hidden intentions. By observing a simulated collaborative design situation, we were able to explore how these not-so-obvious intentions might help or hinder innovation processes. We found that these constituents relied heavily on language that is most consistent with filtering and controlling intentions, which may limit voice and power sharing. However, this may be necessary for providing a structured process when attempting to frame and solve large, complex, and unclear problems. Moreover, hindrance conflict on this multi-constituent team seemed to arise not from misunderstandings, but rather from incompatibilities of the differing intentions associated with constituents' language choices. Perhaps simply helping innovation team constituents become more aware of language options and associated hidden intentions might help them generate more novel ideas and benefits.
That was Robert Edgell of SUNY Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.